Thanks for joining me, everyone. I'm Jamie Cullum, and this has been a Folded Wing production for BBC Radio 2. Online, on digital radio, and on 88 to 91 FM.
BBC News at 8 o'clock. This is James Kelly. The police ombudsman for Northern Ireland, Michael Maguire, has accused the police of withholding information relating to 60 murders. He's begun legal action to try to get the files, which he believes may contain intelligence about whether the police knew in advance that murders were going to be carried out. The Police Service of Northern Ireland says it has to ensure that lives remain protected when it releases information and that it's seeking a solution with the ombudsman. Police in Portugal have begun digging in an area of scrubland that's being examined in the search for Madeleine McCann, who disappeared 7 years ago. Specially trained dogs are also being used at the site in Praia da Luz, as John Kay reports.
Where I'm standing, overlooking the site, officers have marked out one particular plot for further examination. It's a barren patch of rocky ground, about 10 metres by 6 metres, now divided into sections.
Ready? Cup.
Specially trained sniffer dogs have been brought here by South Wales Police, who used the Spaniels 2 years ago in the hunt for April Jones. Now they're here in the Portuguese heat, looking for signs of Madeleine McCann.
President Obama says he'll send more military personnel to Central and Eastern Europe in response to what he called Russian provocation in Ukraine. Speaking in Poland, Mr. Obama said the US would be carrying out more training exercises and would position more equipment in Europe. Voting has been extended in Syria's presidential election, which the opposition has denounced as a farce. There was no voting in areas outside the control of President Bashar al-Assad, who's expected to win easily despite 3 years of civil war. Two women from Liverpool have been sent to prison for a year after their dog attacked and killed a man. Hayley Sully, who's 30, and Della Woods, who's 29, left the Preza Canario crossbreed alone for 2 days. It leapt over a fence and mauled Clifford Clark in his garden. Mr. Clark's brother, Kenny, said the family was devastated.
He died horrifically. This is 2013. He died, you know, not the Middle Ages. You know, it's like he wasn't in the Roman arena fighting animals. He's just an ordinary guy. He deserved to have finished his life off. He's a happy-go-lucky fella. He didn't deserve this. No way at all.
The American chemist Alexander Shulgin, the man described as the godfather of ecstasy, has died at the age of 88. He'd been suffering from liver cancer. Ecstasy was among more than 230 mind-altering substances he personally synthesised and tested at his ramshackle private laboratory in California. And the weather. It'll be a largely dry night, but rain will arrive in the south and east of England by the morning. The rain will be heavy and persistent in places and will push north into Scotland as the day goes on. It'll be brighter, but showery in the west. And that's the BBC News at 3 minutes past eight, on Next at Nine.
Online, on digital radio, and on 88 to 91 FM. Keris on BBC Radio 2.